Trillian had warned Arthur that Random might have some difficulty in adjusting to a more regular lifestyle than she'd been used to up till now, but Arthur hadn't been ready for actual howling at the moon. He hadn't been ready for any of this, of course. His daughter? His daughter? He and Trillian had never even... had they? He was absolutely convinced he would have remembered. What about the Zaphod? Not the same species, Arthur, Trillian had answered. When I decided I wanted a child, they ran all sorts of genetic tests on me and could find only one match anywhere. It was only later that it dawned on me. I double-checked, and I was right. They don't usually like to tell you, but I insisted. You mean you went to a DNA bank? Arthur had asked, pop-eyed. Yes, but she wasn't quite as random as her name suggests, because, of course, you were the only Homo sapiens donor. I must say, though, it seems you are quite a frequent flyer. Arthur had stared wide-eyed at the unhappy-looking girl who was slouching awkwardly in the doorframe looking at him. But when? How long? You mean what age is she? Sir Trillian. Yes, the wrong one. What do you mean? I mean, Sir Trillian, that I haven't any idea. What? Well, in my timeline, I think it's about 10 years since I had her, but she's obviously quite a lot older than that. I spend my life going backwards and forwards in time, you see, with the job. I used to take her with me when I could, but it just wasn't always possible. Then I used to put her into daycare time zones, but you just can't get reliable time tracking now. You leave them there in the morning and you've simply no idea how old they'll be in the evening. You complain till you're blue in the face, but it doesn't get you anywhere. I left her at one of the places for a few hours once, and when I came back, she'd passed puberty. I've done all I can, Arthur. It's over to you. I've got a war to cover. The 10 seconds that passed after Trillian left were about the longest of Arthur Dent's life. Time, we know, is relative. You can travel light years through the stars and back, and if you do it at the speed of light, then when you return, you may have aged mere seconds, while your twin brother or sister will have aged 20, 30, 40, or however many years it is, depending on how far you travelled. This will come to you as a profound personal shock, particularly if you didn't know you had a twin brother or sister. The seconds that you have been absent for will not have been sufficient time to prepare you for the shock of new and strangely distended family relationships when you return. 10 seconds silence was not enough for Arthur to reassemble his whole view of himself and his life in a way that suddenly included an entire new daughter, of whose merest existence he had not had the slightest inkling of a suspicion when he'd woken that morning. Deep emotional family ties cannot be constructed in 10 seconds, however far and fast you travel away from them. And Arthur could only feel hopeless, bewildered and numb, as he looked at the girl standing in his doorway, staring at his floor. He supposed there was no point in pretending not to be hopeless. He walked over and he hugged her. "I don't love you," he said. "I'm sorry, I don't even know you yet. But give me a few minutes." An extract from Practical Parenting in a Fractally Demented Universe. We live in strange times. We also live in strange places, each in a universe of our own. The people with whom we populate our universes are the shadows of whole other universes intersecting with our own. Being able to glance out into this bewildering complexity of infinite recursion and say things like, "Oh, hi, Ed. Nice tan. How's Carol?" involves a great deal of filtering skill for which all conscious entities have eventually to develop a capacity in order to protect themselves from the contemplation of the chaos through which they seethe and tumble. So, give your kid a break, okay? What's this? Arthur had almost given up. That is to say, he was not going to give up. He was absolutely not going to give up. Not now, not ever. But if he had been the sort of person who was going to give up, this was probably the time he would have done it. Not content with being surly, bad-tempered, wanting to go and play in the Paleozoic era, not seeing why they had to have the gravity on the whole time, and shouting at the sun to stop following her, Random had also used his carving knife to dig up stones to throw at the picker birds for looking at her like that. Arthur didn't even know if Lamuella had a Paleozoic era. According to old Thrashbarg, the planet had been found fully formed in the navel of a giant earwig at 4:31 Vrunday afternoon, and although Arthur, as a seasoned galactic traveller with good O-level passes in physics and geography, had fairly serious doubts about this, it was rather a waste of time trying to argue with old Thrashbarg, and there had never been much point before.